Let's do it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, yeah. Back in. Sunday term is empowerment. Empowerment. Empowerment for African Americans. Got a great show with Brother Booker today. We'll get started in just a minute. Call a friend. Time to go. Oh, yeah. I like it. Hey. Better love. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. No better love. Hey, no better love. Brothers and sisters, there is no better love. No greater love than for self-encounters, African-American Empowerment Sunday. Right, Sunday sermons, this is where we get down to our new spiritual liberation, right, and our liberation theology that helps our people to think about principles, right, practices, right, and even to really look at how we're conducting ourselves. So it's a holistic approach, right, to educating our people and giving us something to think about so we could get out of these traditions. I'm not saying leave them. I'm saying get out of them so you can have a better frame of mind of how you can conduct yourself in this world and in the society, in the community, in the home, in the family in which you live. So before we get started, I would also like to share the 42 laws of my heart. Something to think about. You don't have to live by all of them, but just try one. Be right back.
The 42 laws of Ma'at. I have not committed sin. I have not committed robbery with violence. I have not stolen. I have not slain men or women. I have not stolen food. I have not swindled offerings. I have not stolen from God. I have not told lies. I have not carried away food. I have not cursed. I have not closed my ears to truth. I have not committed adultery. I have not made anyone cry. I have not felt sorrow without reason. I have not assaulted anyone. I am not deceitful. I have not stolen anyone's land. I have not been an eavesdropper. I have not falsely accused anyone. I have not been angry without reason. I have not seduced anyone's wife. I have not polluted myself. I have not terrorized anyone. I have not disobeyed the law. I have not been excessively angry. I have not cursed God. I have not behaved with violence. I have not caused disruption of peace. I have not acted hastily or without thought. I have not overstepped my boundaries of concern. I have not exaggerated my words when speaking. I have not worked evil. I have not used evil thoughts, words, or deeds. I have not polluted the water. I have not spoken angrily or arrogantly. I have not cursed anyone in thought, words, or deeds. I have not placed myself on a pedestal. I have not stolen what belongs to God. I have not stolen from or disrespected the deceased. I have not taken food from a child. I have not acted with insolence. I have not destroyed property belonging to God. The 42 laws of Ma'at.
So we can't overstep our boundaries. We got to be better people. Got to understand what it is that that we need to do in order to become better people and to get back on the path, right? It's a moral code and a tradition that we have to understand that our ancient ancestors created that is the foundation for the spiritual practices that we have now. All I'm asking you to do is take one, right? Practice that one, have not overstepped my boundaries of concern, right? That means I mind my own business, for example. But you got to be able to have a liberation approach that really looks at how we can become the best people we could be. Now, I'm turning it over to Brother Booker. Brother Booker. Oh, yeah. Here we go. I like this. Bring it.
Bring it. What? Right here.
Brother Booker.
Yes, sir.
Right, we ain't going nowhere. We right here, brother. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, brother. How you doing this morning? Peace.
All right, I'm doing good, man. I'm on my toes today. I'm ready for this one. What you
yes,
got
sir.
For us
yes,
today?
Yes, sir. I said, brother, look, my topic today is I could take it several ways, but I'm going to stay with my original thought and go with something I put on Facebook recently, that the good Lord made anything better. And
all right.
That's what I'm going to go with today. I'm going to expand.
All right, you
on
can
that.
Do some of all of it. We got to educate our people.
Here's yes, sir. That's what.
All
that's
right.
what I'm doing, brother. Yes, sir. But right, I recently
brother.
Said to I recently said to a young woman who is a high school teacher that if the good Lord God made anything better, He kept it for Himself. Now, some people may say that's a sexist comment. Well, and I will agree, some 50 years ago when I first used that line, it was sexist, because sex was all that I had on my mind. To say to a woman, if the good Lord God made anything better, He kept it for Himself. That was a hell of a line. You know, that's what we thought back, man, that was a good one there. If the good Lord made anything better, He kept it for Himself. However, some 50 years later, I'm now realizing how profound of a statement that line is, okay? And sometimes they say from fools make profound statements. And some 50 years ago, I was what you would call a fool, but that statement was profound, but I didn't understand the statement 50 years ago. To say to a black woman, if the good Lord God made anything better, black woman, He kept it for Himself. You see, in that statement, if a statement is God is making that statement, God is saying there's nothing better than the black woman. And sex has nothing to do with it. If the good Lord God made anything better, black woman, He kept it for Himself. There's nothing better than the black woman. You see, in that statement, God would be saying to black women, we together will create our heaven. We together, black woman, will create our heaven. Now, ask yourself, what is it are you expecting to find in heaven? Think about it. You know, we all talk about going there when we leave this world, when we die. That's the big hope and prayer that when we die, we're going to this place we've been taught called heaven. What do we expect to find in heaven? Think about it. We expect to find what? Love, peace, tranquility, cooperation, understanding, quietness, I guess streets of gold, as we've been taught, honey, pure honey, joy, you know, honesty, quiet. I guess there will be birds chirping, like I'm hearing now. Nice breeze blowing. It would be calm, relaxing, joyful, heaven forever. That's what I'm visualizing. When we say heaven, what do we think we're going to find when we get there? This heaven is created by God, by gods and goddesses, or by kings and queens, by men and women. You see, all of these are just what we call in the English language adjectives. They describe certain things, or even nouns, names, if you will. So in other words, we truly understand what we're saying. Heaven is created by us. If the good Lord made anything better, he kept it for himself. Black man, black woman, God, goddess. Together, we create heaven. If I made anything better, I kept it for myself. I'm creating my heaven. Be the one. You know, 50 years later, that's how I now understand that line or that statement. If the good Lord made anything better, he kept it for himself, and we together, black woman, make or create a heaven. It also says to me now that the black man must now show that black woman that he's the God who says, if the good Lord, God, made anything better, black woman, he kept it for himself. Because there's nothing greater than the black woman. Black man, brothers, it is time we be the one. Be that one we've prayed to for so long. The one we are looking for and hoping he comes back. Now, the world in which we live is waiting for the one to come back. We've been taught that one that the world is waiting for to come back, who has been here before, is Jesus. However, I now know that one that the world is waiting for to come back, the Jesus, is us, the black man and woman. Now, I know everybody like, wait a minute. Whoa, did that nigga just say he Jesus? Yes, this black man did just say that. Who has been crucified and put on a cross for the world to see is not us. Hands nailed down as a man. Feet nailed down with a crown of nails or pins or whatever we want to call them on his head. Symbolic meaning that his mind has been killed. His mind, his body, his soul his spirit has been killed, and he's on that cross being held up for the world to see the one you call, so-called called Jesus, this great one, this one who all life came from. All life came from. We are taught, we know that all life came from the black man and woman. This one, look at how he's been crucified and strung up. Tell me that that's not the black man who's been crucified. Tell me that's not us. It's talking about us. The world is waiting for Jesus, for the black man to come back. Be the one, brothers, you hope to see when they put you in the grave. Be that one now, black man, and find the God in you. Find your Father in you, black man and black woman. Be the one. I was taught some years ago by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is that the role of the man in the family is to, because we have different roles. The sister has a role. The brother has a role. And they differ. One is not superior to the other or inferior to the other. We have different roles, man and woman. The man's role or job is to lead his family to God. It's to be that reflection of God that's in all of his family, all of his people, and the woman as well. If the woman sees God in you, she will surely follow you everywhere, anywhere, gladly. Stand on top of Mount Everest and say to the world, that's my man. That's my God. That's my king. I'm his queen. I'm his goddess. And together we create our heaven. If the good Lord made anything better, he kept it for himself. Now, there's nothing sexist about this teaching. There's nothing racist about this teaching. There's nothing homophobic about this teaching. And there's nothing hateful about this teaching. All this is about is black folks loving ourselves and doing for self. Now, if us loving ourselves and doing for ourselves is bad for the rest of the world, now, I'm not going to say F the world, and I'm being nice right there, Brother Marvin. I'm not going to say F the rest of the world. I'm just going to ask, what does that say about the world in which we now live if the world gets upset, angry, pissed off because black folk love themselves and are doing for selves, that the world wants us crucified and strung up for the world to see, killing ourselves, each other, beating our women, making babies we don't take care of, incarcerated, more than any people in the world? If that pleases the world, what does that say about the world that we live in? Tell me again that we're not Jesus. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Be the one, black man and woman. It's time to lead the way, black man. It's time for Jesus, or justice, as some teach that name means, justice among us. It's time for Jesus, or justice, to come back. Be the one, black man. You know, I'm gonna start to wrap this up with this one, Brother Marvin. My wife, in the latter part of her career, was a teacher. And she has a little plaque over our computer table that reads, "Teaching is the profession that creates all others." Another one of those profound statements. Teaching is the profession that creates all others. I agree with that. Now, but we've got to start questioning our teachers. Who's doing the teaching? Who's teaching the teachings? Teaching the teachers? Because we live in this world that's chaotic, that's hell, that's spinning out of control, totally going. They've been making excuses for it now. Even politicians and the leaders are saying America is an experiment. They said that's all it is. It's an experiment that's been going on for 246 years. We don't know if it's going to last much longer. It's an experiment, okay? Our teachers are running and teaching. We've been taught how to act and function in this experiment. My stepfather used to say to me a lot, and say to my mother, he ain't going to be, I apologize, but my stepfather used to say to me and my mother, he ain't going to be shit, talking about me, okay? Now, imagine telling a child that. Imagine telling a child that. That can be devastating to a child, and he's my teacher, one of them, my stepfather. But it didn't destroy me because I used it as motivation. Now, I will say there's a difference between ain't gonna be and can't do something. We are taught by the society in which we are raised and educated in that we can't be God, that we can't be Jesus, that we can't do this, can't see heaven, can't. In other words, we don't have the ability to do those things. So you're brought up in a system that teaches you from the beginning that you can't achieve true greatness because only God is truly great, and you can't get there. So therefore, we don't aspire to be God because we're raised and taught, go back to our teachings. Teaching is the profession that creates all others. It won't allow you to be God because it doesn't teach you that you are God. It doesn't teach you that you are Jesus. And in fact, it teaches you that you can't be Jesus and it can't be God. And the point I'm making today is, yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we can. Because on the other hand, it teaches us that God is our daddy. And he's the father of all things, but yet we can't be like our daddy. We can't be like him. We are taught. Yes, we can. We, black man and woman, we are Jesus. We are the people who've been crucified and held up for the world to see. The nails are still in our hands. They're still in our feet. The crown is still on our head. Meaning our brain, our mind is no longer ours. And we were held up for the world to see. Look at him, so-called Jesus, so-called justice. He's just a nothing of the man he was. Look at him. We did this, so the world bows down to me, the white man, because I have crucified Jesus. Be the one, black man and woman. Wake up. Find the God in you. The 42 laws of Maya. Follow, listen. It's in you. It's in all of us. Yes, we can. That old saying when President Obama was running, yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can do far greater things. And that's what they were saying with that saying. Yes, we can. Hell, we don't need to be president of this country. We need to be the gods and goddesses we were created to be. There, if the great Lord, good Lord, made anything better, he kept it for himself. Together, black woman, we create our heaven. We don't die and go there. We create our heaven because the greatness that the world is looking for and is waiting for and to come back is in us. We must find it in us. And Brother Marvin, I'm going to leave it with that for this week. I'm going to wrap it up with that. And remember, good Lord made anything better. He kept it for himself. This is us. Let's get off the cross. Take the nails out of our hands. Take the nails out of our feet. Remove the crown from our heads. And come back to life. And create our heaven. Brother, thank you for the opportunity,
right,
brother, to do this once again. Truly appreciate it, brother. Love
thank you. Thank you. Love you, too. One thing before you go. Solution.
Yes, sir.
Give me one solution for our listeners. One solution.
Well,
one step.
Well, you know what we say, brother. We got to come together as a people. And it all starts with each one of us as an individual. We've got to, those laws, the Maya, those, the ten, and I'm going to touch on these next week, the characteristics of the one. We've got to start with us as individuals. Because if I do me, brother, and if you do you, we will find each other. There we build our greatness. That's the heaven we're looking for. Our love of self and each other, that's the heaven we're looking for. And it starts with each one of us individually, brother. It has to. Has to. So begin with yourself. You know? Begin with yourself.
Sir.
Do the things you need to do. I'll do the things I need to do, and we will find each other.
All right. Thank you. Powerful sermon
thank
today.
You,
the Lord
sir,
made
thank
anything
you,
better, black woman. You're welcome, brother. He made anything better. Kept it for himself. That means you are a special prize. So let's continue to do the work of working on ourselves. Let's become the best people that we can be. Let's start practicing doing that work that needs to happen in order for our families to change. But it starts with an individual change first. And then we have to teach, train, and develop our children, and educate our children. Put principles, positive, productive principles within them. Prepare them for the world. Show them their greatness. Model that greatness. And you, like the brother said, has to try to strive to become the one. And if you would do that work of working on yourself to become the best person that you can be, our communities, our families, and our worlds would change. All right, see you on Empowerment Saturday, 2 p.m. every Saturday. Tell a friend. It's African American Empowerment. Peace and blessings. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It gets better. it gets better.